Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk a little bit about seeking. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to talk about seeking because, you know, men for a long time have been seekers. Mm-hmm. They really have.
Right.
And the question is often, you know, what are we seeking? You know, some have seeked money. Some have seeked fame. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Some have seeked luxury. And some have seeked a name, a status.
Right.
You know, or sought. They've sought after relationships and they sought after love. Mm-hmm. Houses and cars and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the question is, who's seeking God? Mm. Who's seeking God? And the thing is that you have to search God out. You know, if you want a relationship with God, I mean, he puts the seek in us. It's not like we have mm-hmm. to, you know, right. start from scratch. If you're seeking and you're looking, mm-hmm. and many are today, let me tell you, many, right. many are looking to God and for God. But, you know, that word seek means to go on a search or a quest mm-hmm. to try to find or discover by searching. And let me tell you something. If, you know, you can find a lot of things. I mean, you can search for a lot of things. But the question is, what are you searching for? Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes people say, well, I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy in our life. I just mm-hmm. want to be happy. Mm-hmm. The truth is that happiness is just something that just happens. Mm-hmm. It's circumstantial oftentimes, right. based upon what's happening in your life.
All right. And it's short-lived a lot of times.
Very short-lived. I mean, get the new iPhone and 2 minutes is gone. I mean, that feeling is that's it.
Yep. You know? Time for an upgrade.
It just went away. I mean, mm-hmm. it's fleeting moments. mm-hmm. Get the new car, you're excited, and then the reality of a payment and the first spill.
Right. Or the trash thrown on your floor.
Yeah, you know, you wouldn't know nothing about that.
No.
But anyway, but think about it. Mm-hmm. It's just so fleeting. And joy comes from the Lord because you can have joy residing on the inside of you mm-hmm. no matter what you're going through because God brings joy. Jesus brings joy having a relationship with him. Mm-hmm. Now, Psalms 27:4 says, "One thing I ask of the Lord, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." Mm. Man, I remember when I first came to God, I'm like, man, this is me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just need to do one thing right now. I mean, right. I've been searching and doing so many. I've been all over the place. Mm-hmm. That I just need to focus on this one thing.
Yeah.
And that's seeking God. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. If that's you today and maybe you've or just coming to God, or maybe you've been following the Lord for a long time and you've been distracted. You know, you can seek deeper mm-hmm. into God and the ways of God and having a relationship with him. Luke 9 says, the Word of God says, "So I say to you, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks, mm-hmm. receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened."
Right.
There's a verse of scripture that says, "It's the glory of God to conceal a matter, it's the glory of kings to search it out." Mm-hmm. And so you got to spend time with the Lord.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be no osmosis experience here. We're talking about growing in God. You know what I mean? I'm mm-hmm. just going to jump in or just, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 19%, according to George Barna, 19%. Why are we talking about this? Because only 19% of the church, according to George Barna statistics, mm-hmm. actually read the Bible. That's, I mean, right. how can you go after God? How can you have a heart that's for him? How can you seek him out, his ways, his will, his plans?
Right.
For your life, for your family's life, for your destiny in God, if you're not even abiding or spending time in his word.
That's right.
I mean, that's not a recipe for success here. You know what I'm saying?
No.
no not time with God and trying to see God at the same. No, it's just not going to happen.
Mm-mm.
Right. So this is important because we can be going through emotion and going through, you know, some we talked about it yesterday, Matthew West's song. And I'm just going through the, he says, I don't want to go through the motions. I just don't want to live one more day without your all consuming, you know, power basically on my life.
Right.
And at some point, enough has to be enough. I love what Hebrews 11:6 says, that, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
That's right.
Dude, there are rewards to seeking God.
Absolutely.
You know, there are rewards when you say, you know what? I'm going to get my life right. I'm going to get my priorities right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a heart that's for God, and I'm going to seek him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to search out his ways. I'm going to make him number one in my life. I've been listening to VFN radio, and you know what? I don't want to be that 19%. I want to be one that abides with the Lord. Right. You know, you can go to, you can get a simple plan. If you're listening today, you can go to get a simple plan at iabide.org. Mm-hmm. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing.
Right.
And it's a plan where how you can begin to seek after God, make him the first. But listen, there's a reward. Says, you know, listen, if you're going to come to him, you can't believe he exists, number one. You can't search a God that you don't believe exists.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him out.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about that. I mean, every day we get a chance to seek his face.
Yeah.
Every single day. Mm-hmm. You know, personally, I do my abiding in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the most quietest time. It's most clear-headed. It's before all the distractions of, you know, your day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just amazed. Of all the time, you know, sometimes you just, there's days you just ain't feeling it. You know, it's tough because everything's coming against you a lot of times. But I'm just amazed how many times, you know, how God just
shows
speaks.
Up.
He shows up.
You Isn't
know,
that amazing?
The revelation that comes, you know, when it just blows me away. You know, when we earnestly seek him, like you said, he speaks to you.
Yeah. I mean, James says that if we draw close to God, he will draw close to us.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it before that your first step often determines God's second step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you got to take the first step. You have to take spiritual responsibility for your own personal walk. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that same statistic, George Barner quotes, that only 3% of all believers actually feel a personal responsibility for their own spiritual development.
Unbelievable.
And you were joking earlier about Peter's t-shirt about, you know, get your own groceries, eat your own groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about is that you need to not trust and rely on hearing God's voice, not just from, you know, a message, a preached message, or maybe from a pastor that shared with you, or listen, that, you know, a devotional, somebody else's groceries. It's just someone else's abiding time that they wrote down in a book. And you're reading their experience with God. And sure, it could minister to you. Sure, it could bless you. But there's nothing like that one word from God
to you. Nothing.
I mean, come on. You know, that right there alone will set you apart.
Absolutely.
I forget who that young boy from Kentucky used to say. He says, that'll crank your tractor. We used to know it's skipping me right now, but he says that used to crank my tractor.
Steve? No, I think I know you're talking about somebody we know, like, or minister.
Yeah, someone. It's slipping me right now, but I remember the quote.
Sounds like something Ray Hughes would say.
It really cranks my tractor, but you listen. We're not going to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can seek God when times are seemingly good. But let me tell you, there could be a situation. I mean, we talked about Manasseh a little bit yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
There could be some trials and some tribulations that could really help you put the Sikh in you. You know what I mean? When things start drying up and things, I mean, it's amazing. It's like, where's that Bible? Where's my journal? What?
Don't
bother me. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing what pain and suffering does in terms of being, you know, on the straight and narrow. Mm-hmm. When you look at the early church and they're persecuted in the book of Acts, they were like, man, they didn't miss nobody. And they were like, no.
they showed up early.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, and sometimes we can just fall asleep and fall back in the luxury and the blessed land that we have here in the United States. I mean, this is a blessed land. We have so much at our disposal.
I was just thinking that this morning. I think about that message. Can you stand to be blessed? Every time Israel got blessed, they fell right back into idolatry. I mean, and that's the same today. Nothing's changed, you know?
So true. That is a powerful message. Maybe somehow we can make that available to those who subscribe. But can you stand to be blessed? I mean, so many times people want a blessing from the Lord. They God bless me with a car, bless me with a job, bless me with a marriage, bless me with children. And so God, listen, who does not want to bless their children? Who does not want to give their children the best of the best? If you know, if that's what they can do and it's going to benefit them the most, you know, who doesn't want to be kind hearted and generous in that way? I mean, God designed, listen, the stopping and the blessing is not on God's part here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
The clog is not there. God wants to bless us. But the question is, and the question to you is, can you stand to be blessed?
Yeah.
And you go back and you inventory some you know, others' lives and some situations that maybe your own, that when God did bless you with the job, when God did answer your prayer, and gave you the child when they said you were not going, no way. When you prayed for a spouse and you were tired of being alone, I mean, you were just tired of being alone, and I needed
just
help.
Just wanted somebody to talk to.
I just wanted
to share those times with.
Don't do it to me today. Don't do it to me today. I just want to talk to someone. I just want to be there, you know. And now God gave you that someone. And now you don't, you know, now, wait a second, you don't want to leave. Yeah.
Now you can't get up.
And the other one doesn't want to, you know,
you can't open your Bible.
Follow God, you know, submit to his ways. It's like, come on now. Isn't this what you prayed for? Isn't this what you wanted?
Yep.
You got the job. I mean, you were unemployed. The job that you had wasn't right. They were treating you wrong. You were suffering. And God bless you and put you in a good place where they were taking care of you and paying you a nice wage.
Yeah.
And now that God bless you with the job, now can't gather with the fellowship. I can't be out in the harvest field. I can't do a prayer watch. I can't pray. My job, you know. My job.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many things that get blamed on because of a job. Like, you know, you just have to do this. You know?
Yeah. Well, God can fix that.
Oh, yes, he can. Yes, he can.
I've seen
you know?
It.
Oh, tell it. Me about it. Mm. And the thing about it, too, is like, you know what? Then just get another job. But we're talking about seeking God. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference between seeking God's hand and seeking God's face.
That's right.
You can't seek God's provision and God's, you know, protection and you know, get me out of jail or hell free card and just what God can do for me.
Yeah. So there's a difference between seeking God's face and seeking his hand, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can't, you know, and you can't do both. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that if you just focus on seeking God, you know, because oftentimes people think that if my way to this answer, since I know God holds everything in his hands, I'll just cozy up to God and bat my eyes and, you know, listen, God cannot be fooled and he will never be manipulated.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, you cannot play God. Let me just help you out real quick. You know what I mean? Because it's better just to come so sincere to the Lord and seek him for him.
That's right. And like you were talking about earlier, John, is that, you know, when you're seeking God, you know, that's when the rewards come. You know, if you're focusing on him, then he's bringing all these other things that, because he knows what you need before you even ask of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so, but when you're seeking his face, he's just going to bless you that way. He's going to bring it, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, Greg used to do this, what was that called? You know, he preached this message one time, and where he was talking about, he did a, the words are escaping me.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about. You know, where he brought somebody up on stage, and, you know, when his eyes were focused on God, was just
he did
like
a little illustration.
Yeah, he did an illustration where, you know, where God was just like sticking, you know, he needed some money, put it in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Needed some clothes, put a jacket on him, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, but that's what God does for us. When we're focused on him, he takes care of our needs.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Then all these things will be given to you.
That's right.
Then, right?
Then.
And also, you guys, we talked about this as well yesterday, is that, you know, the word tells us in Isaiah 55:6 that seek the Lord while he may be found. Mm. Call on him while he is near. Let me tell you, there is a time for seeking.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't respond to the Lord's gentle call, if you don't respond to the Lord's gentle whisper, I mean, he's put people in your life. He's surrounded you with help. He's trying to get a hold of you.
Mm.
If you don't respond in the time when he is near, you know, Jesus was in his ministry, was continually moving forward.
Yeah.
You know, he was about the Father's business, you know, and there's a time where you can call out to God. I remember the man on the side of the road that is beating his chest in his Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. Mm. I mean, he was going to be determined that he was going to be heard. He was blind. And I'm going to see God, even though people are looking at me crazy.
Yeah, tell him to shut up, go away.
You're making a scene, man. Mm. You're making a scene. Don't you think you're being a little too radical by showing up early? Don't you think you're being radical by abiding every day? You understand.
But what did Jesus do?
Went straight to him.
Yeah.
Went straight to him.
What can I do for you?
What can I do for you? And you want to get the attention of God? Mm. Seek him for the right reasons. We already know he's going to reward you.
Yeah.
We already know he's going to reward you. I like in 2 Chronicles 15:2 says, the Lord is with you when you are with him. You seek him, he'll be found by you. Mm. I mean, he's not trying to play a hide-and-go-seek. This is not a hard thing to do. You know, he's not a mystery no matter what you've been told. He is a very relatable God.
Mm.
But we have to put him in a place of honor. We've got to put him in a place of value. We're just not going to bump into him. And we don't want to be casual in our approach to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to approach him with reverence. We need to approach him like we spoke about earlier, with the fear of the Lord. And we want to desire his presence. We want to desire his will. We want to seek him for who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ever maybe have a small children and you're like, you know, you want to go out with me somewhere and go for a ride?
Oh, yeah.
And they start asking you, well, where are we going?
Where are we going? What are we doing? Yeah.
Are you going to buy me something? Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you with me because you want
to
ride?
My kids used to do that.
Until you left them home?
Yep. I said, well, never mind. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
You know, and they finally got it.
Well, yeah.
They don't ask that anymore.
Yeah. And then, what does a good dad do if you're out? But well, yeah, here's a pack of gum.
Or I'll swing into McDonald's or whatever and get an ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They love that.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure they do. You know, but that's what it's all about. We desire to be in a relationship with those that want to seek us for us.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants to bless you.
Right.
He wants to bless you, but can you stand to be blessed?
That's right.
Motives are so important. The why of what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, means so much. We've heard it before. 100 people could be doing the very same exact thing,
mm-hmm.
but only one person can have the right motive, you know, of what, why they're doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And in your quest to walk out a relationship with the Lord and in your journey here to have an abiding relationship with God, you can make things very simple and not complicated
mm-hmm.
when we go back to Psalms 27:4 right from the beginning and remember one thing. It's so important to be single-minded when it comes focused on one thing I ask of the Lord, and this this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in this temple. If you seek him with all your heart, you'll find him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.